Katie. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 2nd, 1903. Dear Brother Katie, I wrote something in regard to you the night after you left Healdsburg. Matters were opened before me, and I was instructed that you were correct in your statement to me that it would not be best to have two families serving in the same office of responsibility in the students' home. If Brother Sharp and his wife should come in to serve in the place formerly occupied by yourself and wife, while you remained as an advisor, confusion would be liable to result. It might have been appropriate for you to accept the position of advisor, as recommended, if you had kept humble and very near the Lord. But, as I have stated, such a plan is liable to result in confusion and unpleasantness. There are some things connected with financial matters that must be made perfectly straight before the board so that they can act intelligently. When I learned this, I could not see how the plan I proposed could be carried out successfully. You have not stood as you should have done in every respect. At 12 o'clock of the night after you left, I was up writing out some things to you. My heart aches. I feel sad that because of these things, matters cannot be adjusted as I suggested in our conversation at Healdsburg. I have not had the matter opened before me again as it was opened that night. I had almost decided not to write you anything more before there was a thorough investigation. Everything should be clearly and plainly defined. I supposed I had sent to you, at Los Angeles, the letter that I wrote to you in Healdsburg. But yesterday I found that the letter had not been copied. Immediately on my return from the school, I had to do much writing in order to warn our people to guard against making mistakes and to encourage them to strengthen themselves in right principles. When I found this letter that I wrote in Healdsburg, I thought that it might be best to wait until my son, W.C. White, could see you at Los Angeles. I thought perhaps he might be there, although he did not write to me that he would. I did not want to throw you into perplexity by telling you of the things that had been opened to me in the night season, namely, that it would be best to leave matters just as you proposed, because of the difficulties that would naturally arise if Brother Sharp should serve in the position assigned him, while you were also occupying the position of advisor in the same place. These other matters, in regard to your course of action in managing financial matters, I knew nothing of when we talked together. These things will have to be settled in some way satisfactory to all concerned. After the representations passed before me in the night season, I was troubled and decided to send you a letter at once. Then I thought that nothing should be done hastily. I feared that unless these things were clearly understood, confusion would result from sending you a communication. I desired to carry no unnecessary burden. But now, since receiving your letter written from Los Angeles, I feel as if I must speak. Inquiring of members of the board, while in Healdsburg, in regard to the future of the school, I was told that there are some matters concerning your disposition of college funds that are not explained. Inquiries have come to me concerning similar matters elsewhere, and I have written out considerable instruction on this point. What I have written may possibly help you. I will send you this soon. It is not yet copied. Treat it not as personal, but as general matter. These principles that have been opened before me concern all who have any connection with our schools. Has everything in regard to yourself been made clear and straight? Some things may be made plain by the matter I have written in response to others whose minds were perplexed. Just at present, I cannot tax my mind further on this question, as I am carrying other burdens that demand immediate attention. I will try to write to you again tomorrow. I hope to be able to speak by my pen so that matters will be understood. I am very, very sorry that all things are not satisfactory to our brethren. Make everything clear and straight. You cannot afford to make any mistakes. At the present time, I cannot counsel you to take the position of influence suggested during our interview in Healdsburg, for this would not be doing justice to Brother Sharp and his wife. You thought so, I know, but I was fearful of making changes. I am not fearful now. I think a change should be made, and that unless it be made, unhappy results will follow. This much I can say. I must have clear light before I can say more. W.C. White has telegraphed that he cannot be here before September 10th. May the Lord help and strengthen and bless you and your wife is my prayer.